Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, radio family, and welcome another weekend edition of Community Focus, heard here on our intercom stations. Thank you very much. Radio family, great company, definitely some great things happening in our communities. I want to welcome members of our Community Focus family that I have not chatted with in a while and you have not heard from in a while. Let me start with the young lady who is the creator and executive producer of Stay the Night. And if that show sounds familiar to a lot of you, which I think it is, radio family, because you had a chance to see season one of the show on one of our area television stations. Well, it's back for a new season. And as I say, good morning to Chandra Cagle. Girl, how have you been? Welcome back.
I'm so glad to be back, Renee. We have so much to talk about because so many of the people listening, they have given us so much feedback from
Fantastic.
Season one. So lots of good stuff to talk
Absolutely.
About.
Now to sort of bring up to speed, if you will, the newbies who are going to be learning about you for the first time, that this is actually, when we talk about a show, Stay the Night, it involved from the youth component of PYT, which is Positive Youth Together.
Yes.
And taking that and seeing where you are now, my dear, as the, and I want to make sure I get this right, you're the president of Positively You Incorporated and Stay the Night, an exciting show. And what's even more exciting, Chandra is the gentleman who joins us this morning on the program, who is actually, I think the minute you hear his voice as one of the main characters of the show, I want to say good morning to Jonathan Perry. And Jonathan, it is good to see you. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. About yourself?
I'm doing well. Listen to that voice, Chandra. And let me just tell you, radio family, such a gentleman from the moment he came into the studio. Yes, ma'am. No, thank you, ma'am. And I mean, you know, you really appreciate that because good manners definitely go a long way. And that could be for any of us. So, Jonathan, thank you so much for being such a gentleman, joining us here on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking forward to our conversation. We're getting underway. Again, the TV show is back. ABC 45, by the way, radio family, for season two beginning January 2018. Literally, Chandra, as I get that word out and struggling to do so in the process. It's just around the corner. We're into literally the last month of 2017.
Yes, we are.
So January 2018 definitely is upon us. And to look forward to seeing the show every Saturday from 7:30 until 8 o'clock.
Yes.
So let's get into the show premise, which is about a young married couple. They own a bed and breakfast in North Carolina. And I like this.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I recall before sharing the fact that it takes place in a fictional town of Green Wind Point.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. A smash up. of Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and High Point. And definitely the fun characters who work at the B&B and the hilarious characters who check in at Chris and Chris, mm-hmm. which is short for Christopher and Christina, B&B, which affectionately is called, is it Ditto?
Ditto.
Ditto.
Oh, yeah.
Ditto. So, Chandra, if you will, recap a little bit about the exciting first season, because this was something that was new for a lot of people who tuned in to Stay the Night.
Yes.
And the positive feedback that you have gotten within that first season has been actually incredible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Share a little bit of insight with us on that.
Love to. First season was really a huge introduction of those zany characters that you referred to. We've got Uncle Grip. We've got Sweet Mama. And many of you know who they are. Uncle Grip is actually Christina's uncle. Sweet Mama is actually Christopher's aunt. Okay. You've got Mr. Garter, who works there. He's our community activist character for the families and youth. We can't leave that out for PYT. You know that. Then, again, we have Mrs. Witt. She is the wisdom for the ladies. Then we have, of course, Cha-Cha, who is Christina's sister. Whole lot around that storyline. And then we had, who joined us this time, was Christian. Christian was brought in because Chris, in the beginning of season one, has left to mourn his wife's death. Chrissy has been in a terrible car accident. The car exploded. Family's been grieving for about a year. So Chris has gone off to respectfully mourn the loss of his wife. In the midst of that, Christian, Chris's younger brother or little brother, actually comes in off the mission field and helps out at Ditto. So it just becomes this whole introduction of Christian to real world, you know. So it's a lot of funny instances where we tell him, okay, Christian, these girls are running after you. How do you handle it? Do you understand how to handle it? So we get to see that kind of transition for him. And we get to see all kinds of situations. You know, Sweet Mom and Uncle Grip are cutting up. They just, oh gosh, they are catching up.
Especially when you have a character named Uncle Grip.
Oh,
you just,
you know
without
that's trouble.
Question. Not only is there trouble, but there's just never going to be a dull moment with Uncle Grip.
He never fails to get in that joke or unexpected moment. So he and Sweet Mama go at it. Now, Grandma Ida May, she comes in, and she is Sweet Mama's best friend. And she used to have a little sweetheart crush on Uncle Grip when they were all in high school. So that is just hilarious. Right. Those three, it's insane. And people can't get enough. So we've had feedback like, we want more scenes. This is how specific people
are. Yeah, break it down.
We want more scenes of Sweet Mama and Grandma together. You got to give. We can't give any more of Grip. But they're like, don't stop giving us Grip. They wanted more of Donovan. Donovan, by the way, is the billionaire character who owns the huge hotel in town. And he is the one that has come and said that he was in love with Chrissy before the accident. And so there's some bitter blood there. And that kind of has a running story.
Right.
Because somehow in season one, somebody mysteriously checks into Donovan's hotel as Christina Williams, who is our Chrissy. So Donovan says, I'm going to find out who that is. And so the bad blood between he and Cha-Cha, they become almost comrades now.
Wow.
They're working to figure us out, the caper.
I just
is
feel
she
like
Chrissy?
Right, exactly. And I'm thinking as you're describing the backstory to the storyline, I was like, where's that dramatic music?
Yeah, I need it. That's
we need while
that's
this is going. Maybe that'll be something we can work on for next time.
Yes.
But when we talk about, because what this really brings to mind, Chandra and Jonathan, it takes us back to the days where, now Jonathan, and I'm going to be honest, I'm not exactly sure how old you are, so I'll just use myself as an example. Back in the days, especially when I was in college, and a lot of our friends, girlfriends, guy friends, because some of the guys were engaged, it takes me back to the days of watching soap operas.
Yeah.
And your favorite soap, whenever it came on, whatever time, you would schedule your classes around it.
Definitely.
So you wouldn't miss an episode.
Yes.
And that's what it kind of throws me back to, because when you talk about storylines where some are dramatic, some are shocking, some are celebratory, some are funny, serious, but always unpredictable.
Always.
That pretty much sums up Stay the Night.
Oh, yeah. It does. Yeah, and we got that from PYT, Positivity You. We would always do events that people were like, God, that was such a twist. We didn't expect that.
Right.
And we love that. So even the cast for Stay the Night,
right,
they try to guess. They don't know.
Don't know.
In many cases, wow, what's going to happen, like right now, they are just waiting, salivating to get the next episode to learn, is she Chrissy? They don't know.
They don't know.
If she is. She does not know.
Right.
If she is or not.
Chandra, that's a great point. Jonathan, definitely want to bring you into the conversation, my friend. For you, and especially for your character, first of all, where did your love for wanting to do this stem from? Ooh, as far as acting or taking on this particular role?
When I first got involved with the project, I just liked it, the whole concept, dealing with that character, working with kids, because all my life I always loved kids and older people, and it just does something
nice
to me. And just having a family and coming together as one means a lot to me. And working with the youth and teaching kids right from wrong and things of that sort, things of that nature.
Wonderful.
So that's what made me be a part of this wonderful project that we have, Stay the Night.
Excellent. And look who you get to work with, Jonathan.
Beautiful. She's beautiful.
She is. I mean,
I'm a
just bubbly inside and out. But that's what's very attractive. And I say that using that word in such a loving way, Chandra, because it's just the way that your personality just really embraces individuals. Whether we've known you for a long time, we're just meeting you for the first time. Basically, what we get from you is genuine from the start.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm sure that that makes a lasting impression on anybody that we come in contact with individually.
Amazing you said that, because I've even had people come to me and say, and they've even said that before when we were here, that just the actual coming out and auditioning, how it was totally different with us. Because with us, no matter what, you were welcomed, you were celebrated, and it wasn't like, okay, we saw what you did, you read it, great. Next,
yeah, next, exactly.
It was very different. It was very, come in, let me tell you about the character, you know, and let me see what you want to bring to the character. Because the truth of the matter is, I'm going to need to know, what if I tell you the character is this way, how would you show that emotion?
Yeah.
How would you bring that to it? And like even with Jonathan, when he plays Christian, well, because that was a big part of his background, loving to working with kids. So Christian in the storyline works with kids in Mr. Garter's mentor program, because you put him in where he's going to shine and let what's in him naturally come out. Want to celebrate people, not break them down. Like, we're important and you better be glad you're even allowed in here. No, it's more like, we're glad you're here. Let's see if we can do something great together.
Yeah.
That's got to be the momentum behind what you do.
Absolutely. And a momentum that brings us to a great stopping point here on the first half of the show, as we welcome not only you, Chandra, and Jonathan, but welcome back Stay the Night.
Stay the Night.
Back for season two. Again, debuting or beginning, I should say, January of 2018. So, Radio Family, here's a wonderful opportunity. If you had a chance to see season one, you're definitely going to be in for some nice changes and surprises. That's what we're going to pick up on Chandra and Jonathan. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some new enhancements to the show.
Getting better.
That's right. This is definitely the morning, Radio Family, as I certainly appreciate you every Saturday and Sunday morning. Thanks so much for the great company. Tuning in to the weekend edition of Community Focus. We are coming back right after this break. It's more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you for tuning in as you listen here on our intercom station Saturday and Sunday mornings. Thank you, Radio Family, for joining me, Renee Vaughn. And I certainly want to thank members of our Community Focus family who have been away for a while, but with good reason. They have been planning and preparing, and the moment is almost here. Beginning January of 2018, the TV show Stay the Night returns to ABC 45 for season two every Saturday beginning at 7:30 as Chandra Cagle and Jonathan Perry, a.k.a. Christian and Cha-Cha, join me, Renee, for the second half of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Now, I was saying before the break, Chandra and Jonathan, some new enhancements to the show. But before we get to that, Let's talk about the fantastically talented young people that the two of you have an opportunity to work with as far as the show. Mm-hmm. What is it like when you get to work with young people who really just have the skill and talent to do this? Because this isn't necessarily an easy job.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all. And they came in, and when I say they nailed it, these young people came in, they saw the opportunity, and again, same spirit as with PYT. Mm-hmm. We told them, you know what, we want you to make it yours. We want you to give them, we gave them room to ad lib and kind of add to it, and just like you would do it if you were at on the playground or if you were in class.
Absolutely. And let me say this too, Chandra, speaking of, and thank you for that, because I wanted to mention this too. When we talk about PYT since March of 2004,
yes,
I can't believe we go that far back.
Yes,
the nonprofit organization has been touching the lives of children and families in the Triad through positive,
yes,
creative, fun presentations. You've done them in all sorts of places, from malls to YMCAs to Big Brothers and Sisters, churches, mm-hmm, universities, even the Greensboro Coliseum.
Yeah, several times. We did it probably about, nine times there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sold out every time,
every
Renee.
Every time.
Yes.
And to see the components from that, mm-hmm, to where it brings us to now, mm-hmm, with Positively You.
Makes
and
me
the
feel
show
like a proud mama.
And you should be, my dear. You should be.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to add that. And I didn't mean to shorten
that
your...
is powerful, because when we're talking about that, that is the momentum behind the whole youth piece. Mm-hmm. So when they came in, they were like, we know our lines. And I'm like, let me see if you know your lines.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And they just nailed it.
Wow.
They knew their lines. Then they got comfortable. Once they got comfortable with each other, mm-hmm, that was it. We just had to kind of let them run. They can just do their stuff. And again, if you give young people the confidence, mm-hmm, and the room, mm-hmm, to really shine,
right,
they're going to do it.
Wow.
That's
now, what are the age ranges?
Oh,
who's the youngest you get to work with?
He was 9, was the youngest. And the oldest was 19.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, is 9 the youngest that you've worked with since Positively You?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That
excellent.
Yeah.
So what does a young boy or girl?
Boy.
Okay.
Because these was all the boys group for the
Got
mentor
you.
Program.
Okay.
In this case, so all boys in this particular episode. But don't worry, girls. Yours is coming. Yours is coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, did that young man say that he had any plans to continue this perhaps as he got older? Did it look like something he wanted to do?
That they're part of the cast now. This was not just a guest appearance after
right?
all.
So they want to be regulars.
Yeah, they want to know.
Wow.
So when we come back, Miss Chandra. So they have already established this is what they want to be involved in.
Right.
And you know me, if this is going to keep them in a good, positive trajectory,
mm-hmm, yeah,
you know I'm going to let them do it.
And just to imagine the support, too, that's probably coming from, you know, their own family members.
Oh,
moms and dads, grandparents, siblings.
Moms and dads were extras.
Oh, very
when
good.
We were shooting, they had their luggage going through the hotel.
Oh,
they
wow.
They're in there. You can see when the
so
young
there's a
person,
part really for everybody.
Everybody.
That's fantastic.
Everybody.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about, as mentioned earlier, the new enhancements to the show.
Okay.
Let's begin with some original music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nice. Give us details, please.
Ooh, 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 I can't wait. Okay. We are blessed to have about 4 singing cast members who really do sing, whether it's at church, whether it's in plays, mm-hmm, things like that, whether they've been in a group before, okay, things like that. So I said, well, shucks, let's go ahead. Talk like my grandmother. Let's go ahead and see if we can fold that in. Again, always wanting to let everyone shine every chance we get.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, there is an angel looking out for me. I know that. Because then an actual production company, I want to say it correct, music production company has actually come to me and said, I want to, let's do it. Let's make sure you all have the music and things that you need, mm-hmm, here, and let's put it together. So we are going into the studio literally this week
to
actually do songs that I mm-hmm had already written, because I do write songs.
Perfect.
And there are some things I've written, there are ideas that I have. Some are absolute songs. And we'll have those performed in the lounge at Ditto. Some are just kind of backdrop emotion
right.
representations mm-hmm. of what that person is feeling at the moment. So we are going to have tidbits and snippets and right. full songs so people can just have at it. And it will be available at the website, www.staythenight.org.
Whoa. Very good.
Yes.
Now, Jonathan, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you discover all these hidden gems and talents and someone like Chandra?
It's beautiful. It's a nice feeling to know somebody with the personality that
absolutely.
She has.
Absolutely.
Just the energy, excuse me, that she brings to the mm-hmm. cast and the crew and everything mm-hmm. and make people just want to do what they set out to do in life. And that's what it's about, helping one another and
absolutely.
Just being blessed through it all.
And I see that in trying to visualize or picture you guys during rehearsals when you have an opportunity to sit down and go over, is it the table read?
Oh, yeah. That's
okay.
Never.
You know, I'm trying to remember
good.
Some of these technical terms never. That a lot of actors use.
Yeah, they got to read.
So I can only imagine just how much fun you guys have in actually rehearsing
it's hilarious.
Your lines.
Oh, my God.
Especially, Jonathan, when you first get the script and you have an opportunity to look at it. If I may ask, from your perspective as a cast member, typically how long does it take? And I'm just asking for your expertise. How long does it typically take for you to memorize your lines?
To be honest with you, I like to push myself 2 to 3 days a week to the most and just keep saying it over and over each
right.
day, like 24
very
hours
good.
Throughout to do that.
Yeah, because that's not an easy job. When you think about, especially whether it's for a show like Stay the Night or just when we think about acting in general, when you see an actor or an actress take on a role mm-hmm. in whatever the storyline may be, whether it's a movie or drama or things of that nature, and you're thinking most production pieces are at least an hour, some are longer.
Mm-hmm.
How many lines or script
mm-hmm.
that individual is responsible for learning?
Yes.
It is just amazing how talented someone like Jonathan is and the rest of the cast, especially when it's time for lights, camera, action. You don't have that piece of paper in
that's
front of
right.
you, and everything is basically up there.
That's what I was going to
that's
share.
That's an amazing skill for an individual to have, because that's not easy for everybody to
not
do.
Not at all, because they have to learn lines.
Right.
They have to learn cues.
Mm-hmm.
They have to learn blocking, which is a fancy theater word for where are you going to stand? Where do you stop? So the person has enough room to walk past you.
Right.
Da, 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 da.
Right.
And I mean, so it's almost, it looks so natural in movement,
mm-hmm.
but it's literally a dance. It's almost dance steps.
Very true.
That's
a good way to
memorize that in
to
addition
it.
To their lines. And then you mm-hmm. have to remember how, say, for example, Uncle Grip, because he may say something a little different every time. So you got to be paying attention and very much in tune to
right.
what he's saying, not the word necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be really on it with cues. So it is so difficult what they do. I have so much respect for them.
Yeah.
And I can't believe
likewise.
They voted on me for me to do a little role in this.
Oh, I can. I definitely can, Jonathan. Yeah, there's no question about it. And to also add to that, Chandra and Jonathan, it's not just acting, but it's what the individual brings as far as the personality. That's how you bring a character to life. It's what you can contribute to really draw that character out, because that's the nice thing. It's a lot of times when you have community to come out and support shows such as this to really connect, and that's mainly what a lot of us do.
Mm-hmm.
There's typically that one character
yes.
that somebody always connects with,
yes.
and you know, we're sitting here like, gosh, that person reminds me of somebody I know.
Yes. Oh, that's cute.
That's it. That's the magic of it. If you don't connect
right.
that audience, you can forget it. You've got to connect. That is the magic
mm-hmm.
of the success of it. So when we do that, they know you got to get that
great.
Off the page.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to snatch that page now.
Yeah.
You have no point of reference. You got to bring the character off that page
exactly.
and connect with the audience. Renee, I don't know. We might need to grab Renee.
Oh
she knows
God.
A little too much. We need to put her on the show. Renee,
you know
we have auditions on Tuesday.
Let me share this with the two interview. I'm only drawing this from memory. I don't think I've ever shared this with anybody. So you guys consider yourselves special.
Okay.
Special too.
Well, thank you.
Oh.
I appreciate it. It's only in that in my younger days, and I didn't necessarily have aspirations to get into the business of acting, but I used to do theater.
Oh, Renee.
Back in the day, I used to do the summer plays and a couple of things.
Uh-oh, yeah, that's it.
So you know that was an opportunity for me to stay busy and really out of trouble. when grandmother would take me to places where we'd have. I was an extra in Oklahoma and South Pacific and all of those big time productions. Guys and Dolls. I remember that one.
It certainly is.
And you'll never see the pictures. I'm just kidding. One of these days, as I'm cleaning house, there's no telling what I'm going to come across.
If I do,
I will likely post them on my face. I'm not making any promises, that should happen.
Well, community, we are going to see if we can talk into a possible cameo.
You guys are funny.
To be continued. We'll let you know what she said.
Thank you. Emphasis on to be continued. But you guys, I am loving this. So much fun that I always have. Miss Chandra. Yes, exactly. And likewise for you, Jonathan. And I didn't mention this, sir, at the beginning of the show. Usually when we have new members to the program, you're officially a newbie, but you never really were. So the term didn't apply. So you were automatically family,
right,
my brother. So welcome to
what it's about.
That's right. Absolutely. So you are definitely welcomed anytime here on Community Focus, and it is about family.
Yes,
and that's when we talk about Positively You, again, PYT, the youth component presenting Stay the Night, Family, Community Characters, Education Series, that premieres actually season 2, January of 2018, ABC 45, beginning at 7:30, as I have Chandra Cagle and Jonathan Perry joining us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, and taking this opportunity to welcome those of you who may be joining us. Thank you for the great company, the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard here on our intercom stations. Now, again, the backstory. It's the life, adventures, celebrations, dramas, and challenges of bed and breakfast owners, Christopher and Christina Williams, located in Green Wind Point.
Oh, yeah.
Again, that smash up of Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and High Point.
Yes.
During the course of the show, the hilarity of family members, community youth, and families, and a parade of guests who get to check in. While dealing with and overcoming relevant everyday situations. And that's the nice thing, too, about watching a show such as this, Chandra, is that you bring to light a lot of real life situations that people can really relate to.
Exactly. It's something that's completely relatable, because we feel like if you said something so powerful a minute ago, and you said, if they can look at us and they can connect with a character or some characters in there. So also we want to take that one step further and let them connect to the situations that perhaps that character or those characters are going through. And saying it's not always bad. You know, I know right now drama is selling very well right now. In our society.
Sure.
But sometimes life is dramatic. That's just true.
That's very
some
true.
Some days, or you can have a week, and one day was dramatic, one day was very funny, you couldn't stop laughing. One day was kind of just okay, kind of just a serious day. So we have all of that, because people have said, now that we watched it, what do you categorize the show
Absolutely.
As? And we're hoping, they're saying, we don't know what to categorize it as, and we hope that that continues, because we're just reflecting how life actually goes. Sometimes it does seem like a reality show. Sometimes it is a straight comedy show.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like a drama movie.
Right.
Sometimes it's suspenseful and thriller. I mean, you know, so we've got you all over the place.
Absolutely.
And that's why you want to tune in every Saturday so you can take that ride with us, because you don't know where we're going.
Yeah.
Because you can't say, oh, I want to laugh, so let me watch Stay the Night. Well, it depends on what we're talking about.
What you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's like every weekend we'll get something different.
Absolutely. Unpredictable.
And that is the thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in what you described, Chandra, I really like that, because that reminds me a lot of times, you're right, life can be that. It can be unpredictable, yes. And it can be a roller coaster. It's a wave of so many emotions that we as persons go through. And I try to, as much as I can, and it's more or less more for other people than it is necessarily for myself, even though it is a good reminder for myself. I always, or at least the majority of the time, like to share with people, there are no bad days.
I love that.
Some days are just better.
That sentiment.
Than others.
Yes.
And it's so true. We will have days that are better than some. Some will be where we feel like we're at the lowest of our low, and then other days we're at the highest of our high. And then, of course, there's sometimes we get that place or point in between.
Yeah, and that's where the record company wanted to get involved, because they said, you know what, with you all not just making it just kind of a funny show where everybody's always clowning, and you guys actually, this is bigger and this is more than just that. And once they took a look at it, they said, you know, we'd like to put music to that, because sometimes you guys are over here. Sometimes you're feeling low. Sometimes you're feeling high. So that is that very sentiment that you just shared is exactly what drew them to the project. So we have been drawing folks from L.A. We've been drawing folks from record companies. I'm telling you, there's an pretty angel amazing. Watching out over us for sure, because I never dreamed of these things.
I was going to say, when you think about the history first of PYT, and then coming with Positively You, Chandra, that's what, over 15 some years and counting.
Yes.
Since
well,
you.
I'm not 22 anymore, right?
Yeah, right. But you know what? But you know what? And Jonathan, I think Jonathan will vouch for me on that. You still look at me, girl.
All right. I'm going to receive that. Thank you.
Say, I'll take that and run.
Yes, I will. Yes, let me live in my reality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, here's something that I want to do in the few remaining minutes that we have on the show. And I hope I'm not putting you guys on the spot.
Ooh.
But is there a possibility to get a little bit of, and whether you do it from the first, in fact, let's do that so that we don't spoil anything from the new season that's about to get underway. If you can do something perhaps from season one, just give us a little tease or a little taste.
Ooh, something good,
Yeah, something good.
Okay, just we can do something between Christian and Cha-Cha. We can do the one, do you remember when Christian first comes and you find out that you're going to do the mentor program and you're asking me, what do you want me to do now that I'm here?
I remember to a certain extent.
But just follow me. Just follow me.
Okay.
Action.
Yes,
so action. Chris, oh, my God, Christian, you're here? Is it really you?
Yes, it is.
Lord, you made it. Look at you. You look good.
Thank you, you do too.
Oh, my gosh. So you made it, and you know, Chris is still gone, of course. He's still mourning Chrissy and all of that. But you're here, and I know you came to help us. I didn't know you were coming today, but I'm so glad you're here.
It's good to be here. It's good to be here. So what would you like for me to do to help around
Let's
here?
Let's see. Well, you know, Uncle Grip's always acting like he's tinkering on something, so you can definitely help him do that. But you know what? I just had a better idea. Mr. Garter. You haven't met him yet, but Mr. Garter actually is starting up a new mentoring program for the youth in our community.
Okay.
You would be perfect because you've been working on the mission fields. You have so much you can give to these kids. Is that something you'd be willing to do?
It sounds good.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Let me take you with me to show you to Mr. Garter. To introduce you all to each other. But first, I got to show you the sweet mama. She's got to see her little baby nephew. All right. End scene.
And cut.
And we call that scene the Great Christian Arrival. Oh, yay.
Boy, you guys haven't missed a step. That's great. And you know, that's another good thing too, when you get to work with individuals that you actually like working with.
Yes.
Because that too can be a challenge. When you're taking on a role, you sometimes may come across somebody that you don't necessarily get along with, but you know, when it's time to do the scene, you do what you got to do.
Yes.
But when you're surrounded, Jonathan and Chandra, with people who are just as genuine as you are, it's got to make the process is so much easier when learning your lines and you're doing your reads.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you brought that up. It does, because we are such a family. I mean, you just would think we are absolutely related, even in rehearsals and things like that. And any time that we do bring in a new character, even if it's just a guest appearance or whatever, that's a big part of the selection process. is it a personality fit?
Right.
Will the person work with, and I tell even people who are newcomers, now if you're looking for a Hollywood experience, you're probably not going to get that here because we're more family.
Right.
Just we're just a family doing a wonderful community thing that's full of heart. If you're looking for something that you want to see as professional as what you perhaps have seen before and very starch and very technical, and this is the way we do it, then you're probably not going to want, they're not just won't.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because I was thinking in terms of as far as our radio family tuning in and listening to our conversation this morning, you may have someone out there, Will, who may be wondering, okay, when's the next opportunity that you guys will be holding auditions? Because I'm liking what I'm hearing, especially about the family component.
Oh, yes.
Which is so key. How would you go about telling that individual, because you mentioned this earlier, the nice thing about having extras on the show.
Yes.
How does an interested person go about auditioning as an extra or if a new role should come up?
And I am so glad you asked. If you are listening and you have any interest at all, then go to www.staythenight.org and go to the Contact Us page and fill out the little slip. It comes right to me. It doesn't go to anyone else. Good. It comes directly to me, the creator of the show, and then I will follow up with you.
Very
and
good.
We will get to what we need to get to.
And let me tell you, radio family, I'm going to vouch for this lady here. She is very good about returning calls
I'll call you
and
back.
Contact information. Mm-hmm. That's really great.
Yes.
And it's just so nice to see that after just one season.
Yes. Oh, my God.
How much, Chandra and Jonathan, this show has grown.
It's amazing.
In terms of viewership and the fact that there really is something. And I say this, speaking of the family component, something that you feel comfortable with and watching with your own family.
It's actually clean yet entertaining. It's not clean, but it's corny. Son. It's actually really, really sleek
and, modern
yet
that's
clean.
That's hard to come by a lot of days when we see so much that's saturating our minds
in
what we see. It's nice to see something that's different from everything else that's taking place because it's a throwback. It's a throwback to the days when I think all three of us in here, and really anybody listening can relate, there was a time when, especially on the weekends, when our parents didn't have to work. We weren't in school. That was family time.
Yes,
and
it
either
was.
A Friday night, a Saturday night, or a Sunday night. We were all together in one room.
Yes.
Watching one television.
Yes.
Because there weren't iPhones.
Exactly.
And iPads.
And 15
and smartphones.
Options in the house.
Exactly.
Of what you're going to watch.
Everybody in a different room.
Yes.
And you know, there are some instances where you have situations where you'll have families watching the same exact thing, but you got one
but
in the
doing it apart.
One in the, in the bedroom. Right. They're not doing it together as a family. So what a beautiful way to think back to that time when all of us were engaged in that, doing something fun and together as a family.
Absolutely. And Renee, it's so amazing that you made that point because that is exactly what the lady in L.A., who is interested in the show, that's what she said is the thing that has drawn her to the show.
Well,
she says everybody else is selling what sells right now, which is drama. And she said, unfortunately, a lot of that is bad behavior. It makes money, but it's bad behavior. She said the thing that has drawn us to look at us to see if we are something she wants to really put major money behind and put us against Greenleaf. Are you serious?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
She sees that we have that potential.
Now, let's share this, too, because we were talking about this before we went on air. And I think I think you had shared this with me somewhere in the notes. And I wanted to make sure, because given the fact that we are also home of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, that's right.
Now, for those who watch Steve host Family Feud, what's the tidbit of information you can share with us on that
as
referring to the show Stay the Night?
Absolutely.
I heard the ratings were pretty much just spectacular.
I'm telling you, ABC called me and said, little girl, how did you do this? did you do this? We actually, all first season, we tied neck and neck. We didn't meet him, but we tied with Steve Harvey's Family Feud.
That's still unprecedented.
We are blown away. I never even dreamed. Way yeah. over my head. Wow. So when the young lady from L.A. said, she said, that's what has drawn us to you, that you're saying something that no one else is saying right now. So that is the clean, the family callback right. to togetherness is the thing that is drawing the blessing to us. And she's saying, we want to see a couple of things so that I can look at putting some major money behind you, because I see you all with development and monies. Mm-hmm. Being able to go against Greenleaf, that is some serious, that's a serious statement.
That's pretty huge, kiddo.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Pretty huge, kiddo.
Yeah.
And just to think that this is only perhaps the beginning.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you guys have done a fantastic job. We have probably a couple of minutes left on the show.
Okay.
Any closing thoughts or comments other than to remind you, radio family, go to staythenight.org to get additional information about the show.
Go for it.
Yeah, and especially and equally, if you have an interest in being a part of the show.
Absolutely.
As an extra or whatever the case may be. Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm going to let Christian go first.
Just like the two beautiful ladies mentioned, go to the website, www.staythenight.org. Support the cast, support the movement. If you have a family, it's good for a family show to watch every Saturday at 7:30. And tune in to ABC 45, Stay Tonight. And thank y'all for having us. And it's a blessing. Stay blessed.
Oh, okay. My last comment would be that Cha-Cha, it's no mistake that Cha-Cha, who I play, and Christian, who is played by Jonathan Perry, who is here today as well, got a chance to come out, because I want to tease you. And this is a great way to leave it off. There is like this little tension between the two. Christian is the sweet little missionary boy, and Cha-Cha is the married sister-in-law. However, they spend a lot of time together because Cha-Cha's husband travels a lot. So there's questions that started in season one that a lot of you all have asked, you know, what's really going on between those two? Well, it's going to really heat up, and you're going to get those answers in season. They want to know what happened in season one. So season two, you're going to get those answers and see it really heat up to a culmination of what it is.
So picking up where you were left.
Oh, yeah.
Where folk left off from the last season.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys, thank you so much. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Glad to have you back.
Yeah.
And just to say, on this program, there are never any goodbyes.
That's right.
Just until next time.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So looking forward to it. So thank you, Chandra Cagle.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you, Jonathan Perry.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And thank you, radio family. It was definitely a pleasure to bring to you another weekend edition of Community Focus. And to equally thank you for all the amazing things that you're doing in our communities. Keep up the great work. And keep it right here until that next time for another weekend edition of Community Focus. Until then, take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.